As the war moves into Baghdad, anxiety among those with loved ones on the front lines is mounting, and so is hunger for information from them. While Marine Corps spouses are typically kept informed, legal and other constraints often prevent parents from getting information from the military. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports that many of them are turning to a new unofficial website, marinemoms.us.
A Marine Corps mother, who asked to be known simply as Shelley, first learned about the website from a stranger she met at the post office. The stranger overheard her talking while she was mailing a package to her son in Iraq.
So as I was leaving, she asked me, have you heard of the Marine Moms website? And I said, no. And so I just have called her my post office angel because I just never had known about this website, and it's been invaluable to me and my husband.
The Seattle area mom checks the website twice each day, once in the morning and once at night. Nearly 10,000 people visit the site daily, most of them looking for information and comfort. The site is the creation of Tracy De La Vecchia. Her son, 20-year-old Derek, is a lance corporal in Iraq. These days, De La Vecchia spends a lot of time in her comfy home office in Columbia, Missouri, answering some of the hundreds of emails she gets each day.
Hi, Kathy.
A friendly, open woman who wears not one but three Marine Corps pins on her sweater notes that while the Marines have a system to provide information to spouses of those deployed, many parents are left to fend for themselves.
Parents are adults. We're supposed to be able to take care of ourselves, but boy, we still had a lot of questions.
Questions such as, what conditions is my son living in, and what kind of care packages should we send? De La Vecchia, a professional web designer, soon discovered there was no easy way to find all the answers. So she created a one-page website with questions, answers, and links. Before long, she was spending so much time posting stuff to the web that she didn't have time to do the research.
So I put out a plea to other parents and said, I've got this kind of a question, I need an answer, can somebody else help me with that? We got lots of all kinds of information. We started putting news stories out there, then not only news stories, but entire photo albums. And then people would send letters to me and say, here, this is what my son said, I'd like you to share it online. Then we had some babies born, and we added the babies to it.
In addition, there's a chat room, links to some 30 other websites, including official ones. There's an ever-growing list of embedded reporters to help families find journalists traveling with their sons and daughters. The newest feature will allow parents to have private email conversations with parents whose kids are in the same military unit. While the Marine Corps doesn't officially endorse the site, a spokesman for the Marines says it has lots of useful information, adding he has sent many a caller there himself. One of the most popular features deals with care packages. Marines, it turns out, want baby wipes for personal hygiene, instant coffee, and lozenges to help with raspy desert throats.
That was extremely useful because the first package I mailed him, I had no idea what to send him. And so after
Marine Mom, Shelley.
Since then, about 3 weeks ago now, I've been able to send him concrete packages. Whether he gets them or not, I'm not sure, you know, but it helps me to do something.
And doing something is what many moms, including De La Vecchia, are yearning for.
I'm actually doing something that makes a difference. Keeping these folks in touch with each other, and you know, the front page of the website says it so well, you know, I'm not any less worried, but I'm no less worried, but a lot less alone.
She hopes her son Derek feels less alone, too, now that other Marines have come up to him saying, my mom met your mom on the web. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.